went to Yeshiva University in my current capacity, and it did not look like this at all. This is my first time I'm here after the renovation. I thought I was going to be by the elevator for like 10 minutes. I mean, do you remember the elevator? And now this is Mamish Chalom. This was our dream for Heichal Shlomo. It's so fitting. And when you think about the evolution and growth in Israel, just the place where dreams actually happen. And that's that's a good place to start our conversation tonight. You know, if I asked you, what do you want? What are you interested in? What are you interested in? So it's one kind of question. And the answer that people will give is what interests you, you know, at the moment. What is it that you want at the moment? It could be if you're hungry, you want food. It could be if you're tired, you want to rest. It could be you need to finish your schoolwork. It could be you want to finish your degree. It could be you want to get a better job. The answer to the question of what do you want? But there's a second kind of question which is deeper. And that's the question on Hoshana Rabbah. You know, if you think back in the story in Bereshit, when Yaakov sends Yosef to scout out and to locate where his brothers were, we're told, "Bimteu ish vihine to'e basadeh," that a man, an anonymous ish, found Yosef, and he was to'e, he was wandering in the field, and he was lost. Yosef was lost. Now we know this Ish, according to Chazal, was a malach, was an angel, who found Yosef lost. V'yishaleu ha'ish le'mor. And the Ish, the malach, asked Yosef, "Ma tevakesh?" V'yomar et achai anochi mevakesh. Now you can understand the question of matzavakesh to mean, what is it, Yosef, what are you searching? What are you looking for at the moment? And Yosef is answering, "I'm looking for my brothers." Or you can understand this question on a much deeper level. When a malach Hashem, when an angel of God asks you this question, it's not just on a superficial surface level. What I would suggest is asking him is, "Yosef, matzavakesh, what is it that you seek? What is it that you truly seek?" And Yosef spent his whole life separated from his brothers. Yosef, the favorite of his father, but never developing a relationship with his siblings. He was always involved in this family split and the dynamic that he was very much a part of. If you want to know what Yosef sought, what is it that you seek, Yosef? It's at the chai anochim abakesh. I seek brothers. That's what I seek. And the sad tragedy at the moment of Yosef's life is that when he found the people that were his siblings, did not find his brothers. He found people that created a trap for him. He saw Reuben, Shimon, Levi, but it was not the Achai that he was seeking. He only found his brothers at the end of the story, when there was a reconciliation. The answer about the Achai of Achim of Akesh is only realized not when he meets them, but at the end of the story, when they reunite truly as brothers. And what I would suggest is that the fundamental question of Hoshana Rabbah is not just what you're interested in, it's not just what you want, it's what do you seek? Nafshi, what do you thirst for? That's what Hoshana Rabbah is. Let me explain to you why this is Hoshana Rabbah, if I may. Of the Avraminim, if I asked you which one is the most important one of the Avraminim, what would you say? What's the most important one of the Avraminim? Etrog stands out, creates Hadar. It costs the most, right? When you're going to the Arba Minim shopping, so it's the I don't even want to say bet. It's the Aleph or the Aleph Aleph or the Aleph Aleph Aleph, right? It's the creates Hadar. It's the Etrog. Okay, maybe somebody's is a little biased towards the lulav. It's so tall. It's the centerpiece. The one I think that no one would say is the aravot. And yet, on Hoshana Rabbah, the key one of the aravinim is, of course, the aravot. And not just because of the minhag kadum, the minhag from the Nevi'im we're told, where you do chibut, where you bang the aravot that we're going to do in the morning, but the Mishnah in Sukkah, when it explains what happens in the Mikdash, centers Hoshana Rabbah around aravot. What happened in the Mikdash? So every day we're told, they would go to Mokseh, right off of Yerushalayim. You see it when you drive out of Yerushalayim. And they would cut branches, huge branches, of aravot. And they would put the aravot all around the Mizbeach. The whole Mizbeach was covered with aravot, so the tops of the branches would bend into the Mizbeach. All around, you see, if you looked at the Mizbeach, you would see the aravot. I just went to the Machon HaMikdash before Yom Kippur. What color do you most identify the Beit HaMikdash with? What color? Gold. Any other colors? Gold? White? Stone? But yet, if you looked at the Mizbeach on Hoshana Rabbah, if you looked at the Mikdash, you would actually see a sea of green. All that surrounded our boat, and they would walk around either with their Avraminim or, according to some, with the Aravotes. Each day of Sukkot, one time, and on this of Hoshana Rabbah, seven times. And they'd walk around the Mizbeach. Now, green is a very unlikely color to see in the Mikdash. Why is green such an unlikely color? Because it's Asur to plant a tree in the Mikdash. It's a sur. So green is not a color that you normally see. Yet over Sukkot, and especially on Hoshana Rabbah, it would be a sea of green, and the focus being on the aravot surrounding the Mizbeach. And then they would say, what is it that they would recite? An interesting machloket in the Mishnah. What's a machloket? What is it that they would recite? Either Ana Hashem Oshiana or Ana Vaho Oshiana. And that's what we say when we do Hoshana Rabbah. Interestingly, we'll talk about, there's another girsa, that it's not Ana Vaho, but the Yerushalmi says it's Ana Vahu Oshiana. So it's a very strange minhag, focused Hoshana Rabbah on the aravot. Why on the aravot? Of all the aravamim, why does the aravot take center stage when it comes to Hoshana Rabbah? So to understand Hoshana Rabbah, and really I think the message of this time, is to recognize that in Israel, there are only two seasons. And when I made Aliyah, I would say the thing I miss most, or one of the things I miss most, was the fall. The fall in New York, in the Northeast, it's beautiful. And you love the leaves, the changing colors. It's just beautiful. But in Israel, there's no fall. There are two seasons. There's the rainy season, and there's the sunny season. Those are the two seasons on the calendar. Really, in halacha, let me think about Israel. What is Sukkot and Hoshana Rabbah? Hoshana Rabbah stands at the border of the rainy season. What do we start reciting when we get to Shmini Atzeret? Masha Baruach U'morid HaGeshem. We start, the calendar turns from the sunny season to the rainy season. Now, what does rain represent in our tradition? So we say every day, twice a day, V'hayim Shemoa, and we know that it's very clear in the Torah, V'hayim Shemoa Teshmua Mitzvotai, Asher Nochim Etzaveh Etzchem Hayom, that if you follow the prescriptions of the Torah, La'ava et Hashem Elokeichem, U'liyavdo b'chol avatchem kol nafshechem, that if you serve Hashem and you love Hashem with all of your heart, then atati matar artzechem b'ito yireh u'malkosh, and I will give you the rain. I will give you the rain in your lands at the right time, in the right season. V'safta v'ganecha, v'tziroshka v'yitzarecha. You will have produce, you will have food, you will eat, and you will be satisfied. But know that if you turn away from God, and you start serving other gods, then God will be angry. Va'atzar et ha'shamayim, and he will stop the heavens. V'lo yiyeh matar, and there will be no rain. Va'adama lo titen et tevulah, and the land will not produce for you its food. Now, in this reading of the Shema, it seems like rain is a vehicle in order to get food, right? The issue is, serve Hashem, get rain, then you have food. If you don't, you won't get rain, you won't have food. The ikar, the essence, is the food, is the produce, and the rain is just the vehicle. It's just practical. That's one way of understanding. And I think, in our Masorah, there's another way as well. It's not just that the rain is a vehicle to get food, but the rain is the siman, is the symbol that represents our chibur, our connection to Hashem. When the mayim comes from Shemayim to the Aretz, it represents that our connection is strong. When rain comes at the right time, however, if our connection with Hashem is not in the right place, then either the rain does not come, or it comes in the wrong amounts, or it comes at the wrong time. What is the best expression of this, or clear expression of this? Like the first one, when rain is a vehicle, is like the mabul. When rain is a vehicle, is like the mabul, like the second part of Shema. Hashem is angry, something wrong, bad, destructive. But there's another example where it's clearly just a siman of our relationship with Hashem. Where do you see it as a siman, our relationship with Hashem? So what does the Mishnah say if it rains during Sukkot? Siman klala. Your food is fine. You have produce. World's not being destroyed. You go into your house. But the rain coming at the wrong time, separate from the practical, is a siman of your chibur, of your relationship with Hashem. When we start saying Mash Baruch Amar HaGeshem, when we turn to the rainy season, we're doing so practically. We're going to need the rain in order to for the food to grow. Very important for us for sustenance. We're also referencing our relationship with Hashem. And dafka on Hoshana Rabbah, dafka today, We think about that deeply. You know, the tefillah that we say on Hoshana Rabbah, we can say in the morning, is Batasir Michitzat HaBarzel Mavseket Beinenu Beinecha. We ask Hashem to remove the iron curtain. Literally, I think that's how you translate it. The Mechitzat Barzel, remove the iron curtain between us and between you. Why is it that we're asking to remove the iron curtain right now? Why right now? And I'll shut it up. There's nobody on the watch. Why Hoshana Rabbah? Why would you leave? Thank you. Why Hoshana Rabbah? Why all of a sudden are we focused on Mechitzat Barzel? So Hoshana Rabbah, we know, isn't just the end of the sunny season, but it's also the end of the holiday season. So for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, for the past, this wonderful time, we've been amidst this closeness with Hashem. Dershu Hashem v'hi matzo, seek Hashem where God is found. Where is that? Aseres Yitzchuba. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Kippur. Froseleinu Sukkat Shalomecha, Betzel Shechina, the Anani HaKavod that we sit in our Sukkah, surrounded by Hashem's presence. We've just spent this intense, incredible time feeling the Chibur, feeling the connection to Hashem. And then we get to Hoshana Rabbah. We get to Hoshana Rabbah, and we're about to enter into the rest of our schedule, into our days, into our lives. Or you can go back to work. You can get into your routine. It's going to happen. And we just felt like we could speak to Hashem. It was so clear, it was so close. It was so comforting. Being able to pour out our hearts. The loving, guiding, comforting presence of God. We get to Hoshana Rabbah, and we're worried about a Mechitzat Barzel. We're going back to our routine. So it's not a coincidence that this is the Mashiach Baruch Amor Negesha, that this is the switch to the rainy season. This is the time where we start thinking about, not just during now, but afterwards. We want to remove the Mechitzat Barzel. We want to make sure that we have the Chibur. Now, of the Minim and the Arba Minim, which one best represents our concerns for this day? Look, Achem Lechem, Pri Eitz Hadar, Kapot Marim, Va'anav Eitz Avot, Va'arbe Nachal, which one of the Arameen represents what's going on right now today? Why the Aravot? Arvei Nachal. The Aravot are identified with water. Now all the Arameen need water to grow and to survive. So why are the Aravot the specific one of the Minim that's identified with water? With the Arvei Nachal being by the river. Say again? Okay, so you're saying going back to the Arava with the symbol of each one being the tam and the reach, and that's the etrog, and the arava is no tam and no reach. So it needs more water desperately. That's interesting. I never thought of that. That's interesting. And it's interesting to use the word desperately. Because
urgently.
No, I like that one. Because what differentiates that aravot from the other minim is the desperation, is the urgency. Now, I personally do not have so much of a green thumb. But what I've been told by people who like gardening is that aravot don't just need water, they thirst for water. In fact, you should never plant a willow tree by a water pipe. Because if it senses any water, the roots will immediately surround it and wrap around it and destroy it. The arava thirsts for water. A thirst for water. So what do? We surround the mizbeach with aravot. And the whole place turns green. An unusual color for the mizbeach. And we walk around perhaps even with aravot. And there's one more addition that happens. There's a very unusual thing that happens on Sukkot and the mizbeach. What else happens on the mizbeach that's unusual, that doesn't happen on any other chag or any other time during the year? Nisuch Hamayim. So think about the image now. Place is green, aravot, all around, and we're taking water and we're pouring it onto what looks like a forest of aravot. What is that symbolizing? The rain. It's the water coming to the aravot. Water being poured on the aravot. Why the aravot? Because it thirsts for rain. And rain is the siman for the chibor to Hashem. Sama nafshi lelukim lekelcha. My soul thirsts for God. Matai avo ve'era ne'er. When will I come and see the face of God? The willow, the mizbeach, is a symbol to represent our thirst. We are thirsty for the chibur between us and Hashem. You know, you have today, very common for people asking and looking for their own identity. Who am I? What am I about? What do I want to do with my life? And often they ask that and they look for their answers in the first question. Well, what do I want to do? What am I interested in? And then they could do one thing one time, they're interested in this today. Maybe they're interested in something else tomorrow. It's all part of their search for their identity at the moment. But that's not really the question. The question shouldn't be the first question. What do I want? What am I interested in? The question is the second question. What do you thirst for? What does your soul truly see? Ma tivakesh. The question that the Malach asked Yosef is a question that we are asked every day of our lives. What is it that I truly seek? What does my soul thirst for? And this is the lesson of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But to sear Mechitzat Barzel, remove the iron curtain, the arava. What I seek is a chibur with Hashem. Now, when I studied in the yeshivot that I studied in, I did not really engage in the mystical texts. But I have learned, not directly, but really through my children. And one specific was taught me some of the teachings from the Hasidic and Kabbalistic
a tradition.
So one of the things that she recently shared with me is about the Sod HaNasira. Now, apparently the Sod HaNasira is that Adam and Chava, we know, was created Zachar Nekeva Bara Otam. Chazal say were created back to back. They're created together, back to back. And they're created on Rosh Hashanah. And the Sod HaNasira is that they were split. They were split on Yom Kippur. And they turned to face each other. And Sukkot represents the Sheva Brachot. And the end of Sukkot is when they were totally turned around and they saw each other. They were face to face, panim el panim. But this whole season is a time where there's a split and a turn and you're finally panim el panim. Every day during the season, starting with Elul, we have a minhag to recite the Dabar Hashem Ori, which ends on Hoshana Rabbah. And what do we say on the Dabar Hashem Ori? Lecha Amar Libi. For you, Hashem, my heart says, I'm going to quote Hashem, Bikshu Panai, seek my face. It's Panecha Hashem Avakesh. It is God. Who I truly seek. Panim el panim. Ma tibakesh, what is it that you truly are seeking? It's a chibur with Hashem. Not just on this Yom Tovim season, but during the year. And this is what we be. This is what my heart, not just what you want, what you're interested in, but we be. What do you truly seek? Samanafshi Elohim. What are you thirst for? What is going to provide you meaning in your life? What's going to give you comfort and purpose? What's going to give you love every day of your existence? The Nechash of Akesh. I seek God's face. I seek His presence. You know, if you look at the, what is it that B'nai Yisrael, they recite when they walk around in His bath, said that the one opinion, the first opinion, is Ana Hashem Hoshiana. Okay. Please Hashem save me. Ana Hashem Hoshiana. The next opinion that's recited in the Mishnah is Ani Vaho Hoshiana. And that's what we say, Ani Vaho Hoshiana. What does Ani Vaho Hoshiana mean? Ani Vaho Hoshiana. So the Yerushalmi has a different girsa. And Yerushalmi says what we're saying is, Ani Vahu Hoshiana. But what does Ani Vahu Hoshiana mean? So the Rambam says that Ani Vahu references to Hashem. That He is the Ani, and He is the Hu, and that He, we're asking Him to save us. And it's very similar then to Ana Hashem Hoshiana. But the Riva says the Ani and Hu are different. The Ani is Am Yisrael, and Hu is Hashem. And we're saying Ani, I, and He, Hoshiana. And in the Riva's language, it's about, you know, both when we're in Sara, when we're in travail, it's not just we who are in tzara, it's not just we who are in pain, but Hashem, imo anochi b'tzara, Hashem is with us. And we're going through difficult times. Ani v'hu v'shiana, that together, we'll emerge out of the tzara. It's actually a very important lesson. When going through challenging times, when we daven, we don't just daven for Hashem to take us out of the tzara. We daven to bring Hashem into the Torah. We don't just ask God to save us. We ask God to join us, to be present with us. That's the tefillah. Because Hashem is present with you, and you can handle all challenges, all things in your life. Hashem is with you during it. And I was just thinking that Ani Bahu is a beautiful type of a depiction of this panim al panim. When I and he are together, facing one another, and Ani, each our nefesh, are facing, and Hashem is with us, then Hoshiana, it's truly a moment of salvation when we are saved. And that's what we're seeking, and that's what we're looking for on Rosh Hashanah, to find Hashem's presence and Hashem's love in our lives, throughout our lives, not just during the holiday season. The greatest comfort we have is to know that you're not alone and that you're deeply loved no matter what. Anyone who's gone through life knows the comfort and joy when you're in the presence of someone who's there to share with you and to love you and to be with you throughout each stage and each of the highs and the lows. And Kal Vachomer certainly when it's Hashem himself. Shana Rabba, the Arava, the Mizbeach, this all represents us. Lecha Amar Libi, our hearts, what we're saying, what we're truly seeking. And the goal is to take that feeling and that closeness that we had during this time and to bring it into the year. V'samachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeich. That is what will bring you true joy. And it's to really bring Hashem in. It's not just to speak to God when you daven, but it's to be enveloped by God. It's like over the season you are able to breathe Hashem in. Breathe Him in. It's like the neshima, the pach va'apav. That the way that God brought us to life is by the breath. It's by bringing Him into your neshama, and neshmat Elokim. That's what we've been able to do this time. That's what's given us so much simcha. And to take that into the year. With that, I will close with my bracha to you. And my bracha to you is that may you find yourself, your identity, your bakasha, you truly seek and what you truly thirst for, and you clap your heart. It's my bracha to me too. And I find it. And I find it. And I find it. Find Hashem throughout our days, throughout our years, and throughout our lives. Because if we do so, we will truly have a lifetime of joy, comfort, Katzava, a good and fitzel to everyone.